Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, we're going to change the topic to 7 ways to green your business. If you'd like to join the conversation, please call in at 347-324-3460 or pose your question in the chat room, or you can email us at info@thecorebusinessshow.com. I guess to begin with, let's talk about 7 ways to green your business. There are all sorts of reasons why you want to make your business more greener. Of course, it's an environment, being a good citizen. All types of concern. Also, it saves you money. Some ways that you can take things in your office and recycle them. Recycle used paper. You can cut them into pads, for one thing. Also, save you on your electricity bill, your gas bill, and so forth and so on. So some things that can really save you money. And one thing you want, if you're in the office, probably you want to get like an energy consultant to come into your office. I know business parks have certain ways of doing things, and it gets kind of cold in strip centers and business parks. Of course, if you're at the end of the business park or at the same thing in the strip center, it's going to be colder than it is if you're in the middle of the strip center, because now on both sides, hopefully you have a business near you that's going to be operating at the same time you will, and so it's kind of keep the heat concentrated. Versus if you're on the outside or if you're the anchor store at both ends, it's going to be a little bit colder because you're right by the brick wall. But things, for example, if you have pads, scratch paper, you know, cut those up. And there's a little rubber adhesives that you can add to that, and you can make it like a notepad or something. There's some ways you can do, you can kind of recycle things for scratch paper and so forth. So let's first talk about using Energy Star equipment. By using Energy Star equipment appliances, you can ensure that you can save money and you save time. I remember an episode on Oprah some time ago, and she was saying this lady actually unplug all her devices. Well, that might be a really good idea at the end of the day if you don't have to have any of your systems up. Unplug them. Think about it. Not only are you saving yourself energy if you have to pay the electric bill. Now, if you're in an office building, it doesn't matter. But if you're in a business park and you have to pay, or a strip center that you have to pay your own electricity, yeah, it might behoove you to unplug all your systems. Is it necessary to, unless you have an update on your computer system that you need to run overnight, maybe just unplug everything. And ask the employees to maybe come in 15 minutes early so they can turn their systems on. Or just plan throughout at that particular time when they actually come in, it's going to take them 15 minutes to get ramped back up. It takes 15 minutes to get the copier. So unplug all your devices, everything. And leave what you really need to leave on. Maybe your phone system, you have to leave that intact. However, all the other systems you can probably can unplug. But check with your IT person and see if that's really manageable. Of course, you can't unplug your server. But unplugging a copier, it's a huge TVs, plasma screen TVs. Use a lot of energy. So, number one, use Energy Star equipment. You can see the Energy Star logo on a lot of the equipment. Also, you can go to energystar.gov. It's to reduce greenhouse gases, emissions, and other pollutants that were causing inefficient use of energy. And number two, it makes it easier for consumers to identify and purchase energy-efficient products that will often save you time, energy, without sacrificing performance, features, or comfort. Number two, use timers on motion sensors. Lights are often left on in conference rooms and office when it's unoccupied. There are some lights that real simple to install. Little sensors, if you walk into the room, it comes on. You walk out of the room, it goes off. Those things can kind of save you a dollar as well. And those little boxes may cost just a little bit more to install at the very beginning, but you know, I think it's like $40 for a box, $40, $50 a box. However, think if you had to pay the bill, how much it's going to save you. By installing these sensors, your office efficiency use would be less wasteful. You lower your electricity bill. And just electronic equipment like computers and monitors awfully left on, turn them off at the end of the day, unless you have a server. Unplug them from the wall. So just don't turn them off. Unplug them from the wall if you're paying for that particular bill. Number three, change your light bulbs. Along the lines, you know, there are Energy Star bulbs now that uses 75% less energy than the traditional incandescent bulbs. I think you can even find, I think they discontinue really incandescent bulbs, but however, office parks are using, I mean, office buildings are pretty good about using those particular lamps, but if you do have an incandescent bulb, the old-fashioned with a little wire in it, why don't you just go ahead and get a energy-efficient bulb instead. It's just as bright. You might want to maybe get a couple to see which one is going to work with your lighting. Some people don't like the blue hue, which it says it's daylight. Some people say, I can't see. They need a little bit more yellow into that. But think about that as well. Number four, choose all-in-one printers, you know, that can do copying, that can do faxing and so forth. But sometimes it's not practical if you run a little small enterprise with a staff of people. Or if you do a lot of faxes, yeah, you need to actually have a dedicated fax machine or a machine that can do that. Also, number five, use reuse and recycle. Now, put a box up to make, hey, this is going to be paper, this is going to be cans, and this is going to be glass, and this is going to be plastic, and have little bins for them. And people who have food, you know, just score them into a special bag. And you find out you have less, but also you can have, you know, have an employee take, hey, you can take all the, take the cans and make sure they wash the cans out, of course. Here's the cans. Here's the paper. Here is the plastic. Here's the glass. So reuse your boxes. Store your boxes or give them away. A lot of people need boxes for moving. So, you know, just give them to a recycling company if you can, or, you know, put them out for people to take. Number six, buy recycled office products, pads, paper, sticky notes, file folders, even ink, toner cartridges can be purchased recyclable as well. Number seven, use green power. Many utility companies, they offer that as an option, that you use wind farms and versus using the other types of coal-burning, carbonated type of energy. Just go to green power. Again, that's a wrap-up of seven ways to make your business more green. You can download this episode on iTunes on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for listening. I'm Tim Jacquet with The Core Business Show. And you can go to blog.applecapitalgroup or go to The Core Business Show. And I'll have a little outline of this. So just in case you didn't write everything down, you will have it. That came from Bank of America, from Steve Strauss' article, so I just wanted to share it. Thank you guys for listening. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. You're listening to The Core Business Show.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.